This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishmaros Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Nun Tes. Because for Parshas Bamidbar that has Kuf Nun Tes Psukim, we're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes. Now we're going to learn about what are the requirements of the Gavra. What kind of Gavra do you need? Does that mean a woman can't wash? She's not a Gavra. She's an Itza. What exactly is this Gavra? Hakol kesherim litein mayim leyadayim. Everyone is kosher to put water on the hands. Afilu cheirei shoyta v'katan. A deaf mute, an imbecile, a minor. Oyved gilulim, even someone who worships idols. Venida. V'ika man de'amar de'katan pachas miben shisha dinoy kekayv. Some say no, a katan less than six is like a monkey. And we'll see what is the halachic status of a monkey. Says Mishmaros Chereshot v'katan de'enam b'nei das are still kosher. Oyve gilulim v'nida after b'noit oyidayim l'tshuma asur al yedeihem. Even though you can't use an idolater to wash your hands for tshuma, you can't use a nida to wash your hands for tshuma. Dimetame'in hamayim b'masa. Because they're metame the water by carrying it. A nida medai raisa. V'idach. And the other is Chacham Gazru Aleim Tuma, an Ovid Avid Azara, Benatila Luchulen Loi Gazru. Vieshoimim, Misham Divzaneno Tamid, Kalamayim Tmei, and Shekulano Tmei Mesim, Lachain Loi Chashulaza. What are you going to say? Oh, you can't use an idolater because they're Matame Kames. Guess what? The water is Tamei Mes anyway. V'kasu achreinim d'mikal makam l'chadchila toiv l'izaher shaloi lito yodayim ehem. L'chadchila, you should be careful not to wash your hands from an oyved avodah zarah and anida. Which is a very interesting chumrah. Not that typically people will go and wash your hands for netilas yadayim. That's not a typical situation. But if... What about Leil HaSeder? Even Leil HaSeder. Even Leil HaSeder, you wash your own hands. Yeah, we never saw anywhere that someone else should wash your hands. It doesn't say anyone else should wash your hands. Not for Hamoitzi. Where does it say for Hamoitzi? Someone else should wash your hands. Anyway, but let's say somebody were to wash your hands. Okay, so the chumrah would be not a guy. The chumrah would be not a nida. What about someone who's not Shomer Shabbos? They have a din of Oved Avodah Zarah. Would it apply to that? The Chazon Ish says that we don't find anyone being machmer on this. Because if you're going to be machmer, then a nida can't wash her own hands. Anida's going to have to get someone else to wash her hands. And the Chazon Ish says further, Kulanu Tmei Mesim, even if we're makmid not to wash from Anida, what are we gaining? You're still washing from a Tamei Mes. Okay, it's interesting. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude from the Achroinim, L'chadchila Toiv Lizar Miza. That comes from the Magen Avram, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Derech Chaim. Okay, now some say a child below six, dinoi kekoif, v'yesh ba k'tsas das latash, hamavar lakame, that it's going to be explained in the next sif. D'yesh poisim by, there are those who passel, v'hu mishum d'katan k'zein by de'a klal. A kid under six has no das at all. U'be'er ha'gra mashna de'in l'hachna razet, from the gross mashna, natvi machna v'loi domi lakoif. A five-year-old is not similar to a monkey. The einoit lumimenu that we don't use to wash. The lav adamhu, a monkey is not even a human. The less kan koyach gavra, mashein kein bazeh. The after ein by das, even though the kid doesn't have das, loy gara mishoita. He's not worse than an imbecile. Okay, so let's see what is the din of a koyf. Im hakoyf. If a monkey perush min chaya simia balaz. Noisin mayim liyadayim. Yesh poislim. Toisus and the Rosh. V'yesh machshirim. The Rambam and the Rajba. V'nirim divrayim, says the Mechaber, it would seem like the Rambam and the Rajba. That, yesh machshirim. Come on, come yesh lahachmer. Sivkatan ayinav minchaya v'yesh b'ktsas das l'tashmish. And the monkey has some das for usage. Yesh poislim, the inkan koyach gavra. V'yesh machshirin, svir l'dolina sheva rak mi koyach noisein. The yesh machshirin, the Rambam and the Rajah hold, you don't need koyach gavra, you need koyach noisein. And a koyf is a noisein. Yesh lahachmer, uv'diyevet kosher, but the evidence kosher, but your rabbi kosher, gam diyevet yach svito, b'li bracha. Eladim, ein lai mayim, yesh lismachal natilazu. Now, what... Why is a monkey better than a lion? You say because if the lion washes your hands, he's going to eat you for lunch. But let's say a cow. You know why a monkey? So is it? It just happens to be they're a type of animal that have arms and you could train them. So the Meleches Shloimei, a Mishnayos, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Parish of Shulchan Aruch, they famously say that the bracha of Mishane HaBriyos is designated for a monkey because they used to be the Dar Haflaga and they turned into monkeys. So they were a Gavra and they were Mishane HaBriyos. Therefore, the monkey has a din of Koyach Gavra. That's why the monkey is different. And Rabbi Yaakov has different nafkaminos lahalacha that a monkey has a din of a Gavra. It's not that, like the Mishnah Berurah explained, they have a din of a noisein. The way these Achorinim explain, they have a din of a gavra. And v'hu adin, an elephant. An elephant. And some say even a owl. Sheyesh lehem l'sasois ka'adam. So if you have an owl in your house that washes your hands, could be, but the other will be okay. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. Ulechat chila yichavin hanoita linatila hamachsheres la'achila. Lechat chila, the washer, the putter of the water, should be mechavin for a natila that is kosher for eating. The person pouring the water on your hands, l'chadchila, should be mechavein for a netila that's machsheres l'achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chadchila yechavein. V'amogen Avraham, kasav lipsol af b'dieved, im loikivnu klal. The Magen Avraham wrote, to pasol, even b'dieved, if you had no kavana at all. Now, is this a din in mitzvah's trichas kavana, or is this something beyond that? The Dershu brings, when is the right time to have this kavana? The Chazoinish says, before the water comes out of the kli, so that the pouring of the water when the water is coming out of the kli, which is a chelik of the netila, it's done l'shem tahara. I don't think this is a bechi. This is part of mitzvah's trichas kavana. This is beyond that. This is a din of tahara, like for truma. In order for it to be effective, a certain degree of kavana is required. This may be different. Let's see. Aval Hagra, okay, so again, ulechachila kavana noisel tila mashal zachila v'kavanas noisein, the kavana of the one putting the water on nami mayal afilu chachila helps even lechachila afilu shaloi kivein hanoita klal, even if the noita was not mechavein at all. So this indicates to me that this has nothing to do with mitzvah srichas kavana, because mitzvah srichas kavana, of course you're going to need the kavana of the noitel, otherwise you're not doing a mitzvah. In other words, you have two people here, a guy pouring the water and the guy whose water is being poured on his hand. So the Rama says the kavana of the noisein helps even lecharchila, even if the noitel is not mechavin at all. What does that mean, that the noitel has no kavana at all? What about mitzvah srichas kavana? So the noisein could fulfill mitzvah srichas kavana for the guy? Or we're not even discussing mitzvah srichas kavana. We're referring to the concept of netilas yadayim requires kavana for tahara. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah explains this. Ulechadchilo yichavin sivkata nayin hev. Amagin Avram kasav lifsal af b'diyevet amloy kivnu klal. The Magen Avram writes that it's possible even b'diyevet if you didn't have kavana at all. Ayin sham. The Dirshu brings someone who always washes his hands with a kli, only litzarech suda. All of his other netilos are beli kli, and now he washes his hands with a kli without kavana. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, brought in koivetz mevakshei Torah, that netilasoi mistama chashuva k'netila im kavana, because maisav moichichan, similar to the chayi adam. What do you mean similar to the Chayi Adam? This is the exact same case. Why would you even need to wash with a kli? The Chayi Adam, L'chayi, would say, if you're washing your hands before you eat bread, you don't usually wash your hands before you eat a banana. So if you're washing your hands, ma'isa
mechichem. Hey, man, loud fuke coming out to the bathroom.
He doesn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
He says, if you only... The only time you wash with a kli is for bread. If you wash a kli, every time you're...
What do you mean? The guy ate a cookie, he didn't wash his hands. The guy ate a banana, he doesn't wash his hands. He's eating bread now, he's washing with a kli. He didn't come out of the bathroom. He's eating bread now. So what's...
If he uses a kli at the time during the day, then you haven't got any clarity when he's washing now for bread.
What is he using a kli for? What is he using the kli for?
Bathroom, or
when
I have to get dressed.
Okay, so, and, but he didn't go to the bathroom now, and he didn't get dressed now. He's eating food, right? And there's no way he uses a kli before he eats food. So, we need Rav Shlomo Zalman to say that this is similar to the Chayi Adam. That's what the Chayi Adam is talking about. That's why I'm inclined to say there's something brewing here other than mitzvah srichas kavana. It's a din and tahara. I can't put my finger on it yet. I don't have absolute proof. Let's continue. Aval hagra bekufnun chesiv zayin hiskim kasoivim debeloi kavana kosher. V'chinu das roiv harishayinim. The gra says, without kavana, netilas yadayim is kosher. But so the gra holds mitzvah sein srichas kavana? Oh, that's good to know. Wow. So, let's go back to Siv Samach. We have Machloikis, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. The Mechaber says mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Oh, good. It's good to know. The Gra holds you don't need kavana. That makes life a lot easier. I could scratch, like, out of the last couple hundred shir, we could scratch like half of them, you know? I was even going to speak about it tonight. I think most people, by the way, I'm just telling you now, most people, there's a certain mitzvah they do a good chunk of the day, and they never have kavana. And according to most Rishonim, they're not mekayim a mitzvah. That's called Talmud Torah. You're mechavein before you learn Torah. I have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah. But it's good to know the gra holds you don't have to have kavana. Nah, I don't think so. Look in the dirshu. I va'af shel inyan chiyuv kavana b'mitzvah. The Bir Halacha says the gra holds. Even the Rabbanans need kavana. That means according to the Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah is kavana. Mitzvahs Rabbani Kavana? No, Nitiyas Yadayim is different. You know why? Because every other mitzvah, the mitzvah is the act. Nitiyas Yadayim, you just need to get your hands tahar. You just need to get your hands tahar. So if your hands had water spritzed on them, what difference does it make whether you had kavana or not? It's like chesed. We once spoke about from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Tzedakah doesn't need kavana. The ani doesn't care what you're thinking. The ani just wants a Danish and a coffee. So you gave him $10. He said, no, wait. I have to have 10 kavanas. The ani said, no, do me a favor. Don't have any kavanas. Just give me the money so I could buy the Danish. I don't care what your kavana is. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has, it's a well-known idea. The Beis Halevi talks about it. Whenever the mitzvah is the result, kavana is not critical. Let's say chesed, let's say mila, yeah? So what the Gra is saying is that you don't need kavana for netila. You know why? Because your hands had water poured on it, so they're tahar.
I was mashed for that in Ready Yud.
What?
Mechaba was mashed for that in Yud already. When you have your bowel pouring by itself, you may have thought that shouldn't be able to be used because...
No, but in that case, I could say the guy now when he's going to wash... He's having kavana to wash until Siddayim. Yud doesn't preclude that. Yud might not be reflective on whether you do or you don't have kavana. I don't know that it's discussed. You're saying because it was pushed down 3 days ago, but I'm coming to wash now. We're not discussing what the kavana is. I just want to get this out. The Gra holds that kavana is not needed for netil Siddayim. Why? It's categorically different than other mitzvahs because it's a matter of tahara. And I'm arguing, when the Mechaber says, L'chadchila yichavein hanoitel l'netila ma'achshas, what do you mean L'chadchila? The Mechaber holds mitzvah shrichas kavana, and even b'di'evet, it's ma'akev if you're not mechavein. We're not talking about that machlokes. There's a separate concept by netilas yadayim. Is tahara effective without kavana? The Mechaber holds, L'chadchila you need to have kavana. The Gra holds, it's not, kavana is not needed. We're not talking about mitzvahs. Of course, to be mekayim, the mitzvah, to go when you go to Olam Haba, whether you get rewarded for the mitzvah, of course you'll only get rewarded if you're mechavein. The shaila is, are your hands clean? Are your hands ritually pure? The Mechaber says, l'chadchilo, you need kavana to get them ritually pure. The Gra holds, you do not have to have kavana. Beloy kavana kosher, v'cheinu das roiv rishonim. Uv'di'evad bevada yesh lahakol k'she'en loy mayim li toshen es k'das ha'mechaber. B'di'evad, you could be lenient if you don't have water, like the mechaber. One second. The Mechaber holds the Chadchilo you need to Mechavein. The Magen Avraham says it's Pasol even B'di'evad. The Gra says B'di'evad it's Kosher. And that's the Shita of Roiv Rishonim. And therefore B'di'evad you could be Mekel like the Mechaber. Acher Kach Matzasi Shekein Kasa B'maimer Mordechai. And I'm arguing this has nothing to do with the Machloikis and Mitzvot Tzrichas Kavana. It's a Din in Taras Yadayim. I would say, if let's say you had no kavana for netilas yadayim, your hands are clean, but you don't get schar for the mitzvah. I think that's pasha. You don't get, that's a halacha. We hold mitzvah srichas kavana. You won't get reward. And the Chaya Adam holds that you would get reward. Rabbi Yeager, the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, right, is that the Chaya Adam svara could work even legabe tahara. In other words, a guy, okay, even legabe tahara, you could apply the chayei adam, but you're going to need a situation where the guy never uses a cup unless it's for bread. So that ma'is of moichichim, just like the chayei adam says it works for mitzvah srichas kavana, it will work for this inyan of tahara that your hands will become ritually pure, right? That's
right.
Okay, the kavana is noisy. Now, the kavana of the noisei nami mayal afilu lechatchila av shaloi kivein hanoitel klal. And I'm arguing that only helps for your hands becoming clean. But lemaisa, Now, another thing. You can't make a bracha. If you're not mechavein, even though b'di'eved, right? Let's say the water was poured on your hands, and you didn't make a bracha yet. Usually we make the bracha. I can't remember. We make the bracha. We wash hands, and then we say Netilas Yadayim. Let's say somebody poured water on your hands, and you have no other water, and he had no kavana. Your hands are clean, but you can't make a bracha. Why not? Because without any kavana, one second, why? Look back in Simon Kufnun Chesiv Katan Lamed Beis. In Kufnun Chesiv Katan Lamed Beis, we say, oh, this is also interesting. Look back in Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Let's say you washed your hands for 1 regular purpose. L'she, just stam, to clean your hands, and you washed it with a kli. And you are not Mesiach Das, you can't make a bracha. You wash again without a bracha. Why? The Mishnah says, "Kama poiskim sruul dimtil siyadayim lechulin, af imloi kivein l'shem netila yatsa, imloi hisiach daitoi me'isha natal yadav." Umevayer devrim beis yosef simin kufna tesav v'shulchan aruch sham sif yud gimel. That's our sif. In other words, this shita has nothing. So here we have it. The Mishnah Berurah already said this. The Mishnah Berurah, it's divrei Mishnah Berurah. Aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. The Mishnah Berurah told us in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Siv Katan Lamed Beis, this has nothing to do with mitzvah srichas kavana. This is the shita netilas yadayim lechulin yatsa. But l'maisa, you don't get schar for the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, but your hands are clean legabe lechem. Yeah?
You can't have kavana to do the mitzvah, but not have kavana to purify your hands. It's automatic, you're saying.
L'chaira, yeah, I mean, I didn't speak about that. I didn't discuss. You want to know, could you be mechavin l'shem mitzvah? I agree. That automatically, if you're mechavin l'shem mitzvah, netil sidayim, that means you're mechavin to purify your hands. But what about the other, and what about the other way?
It's irrelevant.
I'm mechavein to purify my hands, but I'm not mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. Is that possible? This machloikis is not, all I'm saying is Sif Yud Gimel has nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavana. It's a separate idea. Do you need to be mechavein for a netila that's machshir yadayim? The nafkamina would be, your hands are dirty, and you said, you know what, I'm going to wash them really well with a kli. And then you say, you know what, after that, I want to eat bread. Could you eat bread or not? So the halacha is, yes, you could eat bread. The only thing is, you can't make a bracha. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.